California's wildfires sent millions of tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. University of Colorado researchers report that from October 19th to the 26th, an estimated 8.7 million tons of the global warming gas were released. Armed with that report, a key U.S. House Committee on Energy and Warming sought answers from a panel of scientists. Committee Chairman Edward Markey wondered about global warming's impact on wildfires and public safety. Professor of Ecology, Stephen Running.
We see the current acceleration of wildfire and the acceleration of people building homes in fire-prone areas. I mean, it just all adds up to this issue getting bigger and bigger.
Climate scientist Michael Medler agrees.
Clearly, most of the models and many of our predictions indicate we're going to be seeing increased fire behavior, fire severity.
Because of global warming.
I'm willing to say that, yeah.
Okay.
Researchers have established the fire season in America's West is on average 78 days longer annually than it was in the 1980s. Again, Professor Stephen Running.
That's on the order of 20% to 30% increase in number of days, and we expect another 20% or 30% increase with the climate model projections for the future. And so that we're in the middle of a trend that has been progressing for 30 to 40 years, and there's no reason to believe it's going to slow down with any of the climate model projections we see.
By the time of the hearing, the wildfires that swept through Southern California were mostly under control. Forecasters expected more hot, dry, and windy weather. Paul Sisko, VOA News.